Despair settles in for the long haul in the Philippines. Burma sees a fresh round of attacks, and one group shares why they're grateful this year. All this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Typhoon Haiyan's trail of despair extends far into the rural parts of the Philippines. Many of the smaller islands in the storm's path were wiped clean, leaving no sign they were ever inhabited. Survivors still aren't getting the help they need. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer.
There's not water, there's not electricity, food shortages are already there, and not just the area you've seen on the news, it's several hundred areas like that.
BGR has four responses going on right now. They're providing emergency needs to hundreds of families who've been cut off. But there's a second wave ready for post-disaster injuries and waterborne disease.
I've got a team going in next week that is a larger assessment from medical to water sanitation, and they'll be on ground.
It's a long-term response in the making, and already doors are opening for the gospel. You can help.
We're asking people to pray for the responders. Pray for those who are in need. Read through the stories and get the prayer updates daily that will help them understand how better to pray for what is happening.
We've got all those links and more at our website. Next, fresh attacks from Burma's army are putting more lives on the line in Kachin State. Over Skype, Steve Gumer of Partners Relief and Development tells us,
these are not attacks between two armies. They are the Burma army attacking civilian populations to remove them.
The people recently displaced pushed the total past 10,000.
The majority of these people are now in temporary camps on the China border. But our team says that there's still many displaced families that are hiding in the jungle trying to avoid contact with the Burma army.
Partners is meeting needs on multiple levels for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Kachin State. You can help too. We have details at our website.
Join our efforts to bring the goodness of God to bear in their lives by prayer and by supporting us.
This is Mission Network News. Nigeria's Islamic group Boko Haram is oozing into new places. Based on Open Doors USA's report from the World Watch Monitor, they're now making their presence known in bordering countries like Cameroon. They're kidnapping and attacking church leaders and others there. North Cameroon is now considered a red zone by French authorities. Pray believers will stay safe and out of harm's way. The full update can be found at our website. Meanwhile, it's almost Thanksgiving in the U.S. What are you thankful for? Global Advance's David Shibley shares his gratitude.
There is an enormous amount of discouragement and incredible pressure on pastors today. At Global Advance, we often refer to them as hidden heroes. And I am grateful for the privilege that the Lord gives to go on site into many nations of the majority world and lift up the hands of these pastors.
At our website, you can learn how Global Advance supports and equips the world's pastors. Shibley points to Hebrews 11 for a description of these leaders.
We see many men of that caliber in nation after nation who are spearheading the advance of the gospel in their nations. We need to lift them up in prayer and honor men like these.
And when you hear the word Thanksgiving, what do you think of? Turkey? What about giving? You can team up with India Partners this Thanksgiving season and give a gift to someone in need. Many people in India are sick, hungry, or live in a vulnerable community. Your gift can save a life. It's India Partners' goal to spread the compassion and wisdom of Jesus Christ, and you can help them do this by giving. Details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.